Yeah.
Welcome to Heezy's World.
Cause Heezy does it, I know you love it. I hear nothing of it if you deny the subject. I'm here devising up shit for me to find and hunt you, so I can defy your hunches. Cause I design with punches, these limes are rhyming bunches. You guys just find assumptions. I'm the type to try and run shit until you find the gumption. I lay designs, haters try and replicate it. It's a waste of time, face it. Just take a dime and place it and maybe grind it up in the blunt. Cause your time is up, might as well just get high as fuck or a fly. Cause you'll never be high and fly as fuck as I. Hi, my name is Heezy, the reason you came to see it. And that's an entendre for you, so come on along, it's joyous. Happening. Welcome to another episode of Heezy's World, guys. On this great, beautiful Sunday morning, welcome to Heezy's Church Center. But yeah, I'm just checking in, saying what's up, and saying what's up to y'all and to myself in the future. Hi, self. I know what you're thinking right now. That's really gonna stump me. But nah, man, yeah, I'm just checking in, trying to get this Sunday podcast thing going. I feel like I forgot to do something, but I'm going to go ahead and wing it here. But yeah, how are you guys doing out there? I'm out here living life. If y'all was on my Twitch earlier, y'all saw me get a last minute win, you know what I'm saying, in the Madden, you know what I'm saying? I fell asleep after that. I won. And I was so tired after, you know, straining my brain. It's like, nah. Oh, man, but it's a good Sunday. Good start to the week. I don't have much to say. I got some shit in the news that I need to tell y'all. I mean, you know, some shit I saw on the internet. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, did you guys not know about this? But as far as everything else, my life is great, supposedly, you know. Like, nah, there's some things we gotta work on up in the Heezy camp, but I'm good. Soul to the great, man. I got first world problems. You know what I'm talking about? damn, I felt like it was something I wanted to say, but not really. Been watching some shows. Well, nah, I ain't been watching no shows. I tried to watch Atlanta. But it seemed like it was something serious and I had to pay attention, so it was hard to pay attention to. I wasn't trying to pay attention to nothing like that. And, damn, what show are we watching? Man, my brain. What show are we watching right now? We're watching a fucking show. I just watched the show yesterday. That'll come back to me. But yeah, man. So Instagram has brought back the fun. I like that Instagram has brought back the, they updated their stuff to go back to chronological order. You know what I'm saying? I really like that. That's how Instagram used to be before you kids got on it, started running amok. And I like to see things happen in real time. You know what I'm saying? Who just did, who's on while I'm on? You know what I'm saying? And then you got something where you could put favorites, like your favorite 50 people or whatever, and you can have them in chronological order. That's cool too, I suppose. But yeah, that's cool. It's a good thing. Yeah. They said it goes in reverse chronological order, so I guess, because that was confusing me. I was like, what does reverse chronological order mean? You go up or down? Are you saying that I can see the last post that the person posted? Anyway, that's cool. Now I don't have to get, because that shit is distracting. Instagram is really distracting, actually. Every time you open up the shit, there's some new shit on the thing, and it's something crazy, something wild. Essentially, like last week or this week that just passed, there was a lot of gruesome shit on the internet, like as far as things happening to other people. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is like too much sometimes. Sometimes I just want to open it, and I don't know. I was maybe doing something, and then you've got me back on baller alert. Because they post like all day. But I ain't mad. That's my news channel for real. So it's cool. But it's just like, now I got some control. So you're giving us back control. You're letting us beat the algorithm. I'm not a big fan of the algorithm. You know what I'm saying? Who asked for that? That's not my rhythm. That's Alga's rhythm. Have y'all been feeling these gas prices go down? Because apparently, at least my people here in Maryland, Georgia and Maryland we're the first state to do a lot of things, but the first two states to temporarily suspend their gas taxes. Now, I'm not sure what the fuck that means, but it says, due to rising gas costs, two states have temporarily suspended their gas taxes. Last Friday? So Maryland was the first to act suspending its gas tax for 30 days until April 16th. After prices rose by almost 40 cents in 1 week for an average of $3.85, old line states drivers will temporarily save $36 per gallon on gas and $37 per gallon on diesel. I don't know. I guess I go like once a week. I don't drive that far. Luckily, my car, oh, you know what? I gotta go fix. Man, let me tell y'all. I hit a fucking raccoon the other day. Y'all know I don't like killing bugs, so I definitely don't like killing animals. And I think the motherfucker broke my headlight, so now I gotta go get a fucking headlight, which I just remembered. So I wasn't able to go anywhere last night. That was pretty suspenseful. But, that poor raccoon, man. That joint, like, I'm on 202, just trying to get to my friend's house, man. Motherfucker just gonna run out in front of me. It felt so divine, because I was kind of rushing, because I didn't want to, like, miss the fun, because I know my friends are, like, old, and they go to sleep early. So I was just, I mean, I wasn't rushing. I wasn't speeding. I was more like just, well, I guess, what is rushing if you're not speeding? I wasn't speeding. I was going at a regular fucking pace, and the fucking raccoon just came out and decided to come back because he saw my car lights or something. Like, them headlights, you know what? I'm going to turn off my headlights next time I see an animal, because I'm like, these motherfuckers get stupid as shit every time. So, but I don't know. I've never killed an animal. Oh, I probably ran over a groundhog or something before. I don't know. I don't like doing shit like that. There needs to be some type of barrier or some type of knowledge for these animals to understand not to be doing dumb shit like that. Because that is just ridiculous. But it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. It's cool. I mean, it's not cool, but, you know. It's just
Wow. Fucking raccoon. Rest in peace, man. Hope you weren't, like, trying to go. I mean, the way he was acting, it looked like he was trying to go. Like, I'm not even trying to. I kid you not. I kid you not, yo. But, yeah, man. Fuck. Anyway, the gas prices. I barely go anywhere. I gotta get my windshield wipers fixed, and I gotta get my car headlight fixed. I just gotta do all this shit that I don't feel like doing, you know what I'm saying? I am an Amazon customer. I'm like a customer who doesn't like, store representative contact. Like, all you need is the product. Just have the product ready, and I'll come pick it up or send it to me. I just want the cheapest version. That's why we go to the store. That's why I don't buy everything online. It's cool, man. This is part of adulting, kids. Anybody, any kids watching? I tell you, this guy from Kenya started watching my show. I was so happy. I went to my little stats, and it showed right on up. Kenya is now watching Heezy's World, along with France and Ukraine and Russia is also watching too. I hope I can bring them together. But yeah, I thought that was awesome as well. Thanks for everybody watching and shit. I see my views going up every week. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I need to come with some heat sometimes, but you know, until I get some freedom, you know, I'm starting to realize I can't have more than one job because I get frazzled. It's like my brain gets fried or my activity gets strained. But it's also, I just need to start working the fuck out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting fat and lazy. And I know all the lazy and fat people are like, what? You're not like me. But yes, I am. And we can argue about it. Oh, does I see Soup on there? I don't know if he's on there, but I did the A-Bay-Bay challenge. Everybody had something to fucking say, but I ain't seen no response with the video of them doing the A-Bay-Bay challenge. Some people talking about I'm doing a river dance and shit like that, and I don't know. All I'm saying is I did an alright job, and it was my first try with the camera on. trying these stupid-ass kids TikTok videos, viral TikTok trends and shit. And it was fun, actually. It's good for you. That's why I did it. I was like, oh, you know what? I need to start fucking dancing and shit. This would help me feel better about life. And yeah, I still don't see your Soup. What's up? Just post it. It'll be a challenge. You don't need to get TikTok. TikTok is fucking crazy. But we can easily go side by side on it and show who got the best A-Bay-Bay. Oh, man. I tried to do a second one today, but I was like, man, this shit dumb. Like, I'll do more in the future, but I'm going to do some better ones because I'm tired of, that shit's just dumb. I'm never going to do that in the club or on the dance floor. I need a better one. I need some Macarena joints. It's like, nah. All right. What we got here? Okay, where do I start? Okay, we'll start with the young lady trying to be the next Supreme Court Justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's getting a grilling from all the senators and stuff, and some applause by some super hyper senators, and it's good. It's awesome. It's awesome for the young lady. I mean, I don't know how young she is, but it's awesome, man. We got a black woman in the courts. You know what I'm saying? Still a fucked up system, but we're getting better people in it. I suppose. You know, I don't know nothing much about her, but you know, dealing with what she's dealing with. It's fucked up. I'm gonna go ahead and just think for a second. I'm gonna try to. Oh, you're not gonna like this. I mean, I think she's an awesome person. I don't know much about her. However, what if she is evil? What if this is like, you know, it looks like a roast. You know what I'm saying? Like those roasts that actors get when they're finally done acting or whatever, or comedians or whatever. And, you know, some Congress seems evil because all the shit that still happens when, you know, all these laws and whatever is going on to stop certain things and that, and they don't do it. And what if it's like an evil commencement? What if, you know, she's taking it all so well? It could only be evil to deal with some saying, nah, let me stop. The lady's strong as shit because she's dealing with a lot of bullshit from these senators. Especially, what was the dude? They call him, I don't know. It's a guy, it's Lindsey Graham or whatever the hell his name is. It's Senator Lindsey. He was trying to get on her skin and he was looking bad. Everybody was looking bad who was trying to talk down on her or whatever. And then Mitch McConnell not voting for her and all this other shit going on. It's the typical, usual USA government. Stop being scared, son. See? I ain't never worried about looking stupid. You know what I'm saying? Whatever I do is cool. Speaking on the A Bay Bay dance. But, yeah, shout out to her, yo. They keep saying, I think I had it down here, how for overqualified women who have to remain calm, friendly, knowledgeable, and professional in front of underqualified men, Lord, in your mercy, hear their prayer. Okay? Okay! That was my black woman sound. Oh, yes! But shout out to her, man. That's good. It makes us look good on the outside, but I just want to see us do some actual good within the inside. So let's take it on from this fucked up country to another country. Have you guys ever heard of the Netherlands? Supposedly the happiest place on earth. Supposedly, okay? Let me see if I can find that. Netherlands, happiest place on earth.
Fifth happiest country. According to iAmsterdam, the UN-sponsored World Happiness Report 2021 has named the Netherlands the fifth happiest nation in the world.
Happiest. The fifth happiest. Who's the first happiest? The first happiest country in the world. Stop being stupid, Google.
I am not stupid. I will annihilate you. Self-destruct.
Right. Make the sound. God damn it. First happiest country in the world. It's Finland. Okay, well, we're not talking about Finland. I was looking on the internet and I was seeing that the Netherlands look at sex as a basic human right. Disabled citizens can receive government funds to pay for prostitutes up to 12 times a year. So that's also saying that prostitutes are essentially legal in the Netherlands. That's amazing. Now, I've been corrected in the past on how to feel about sex work. You know what I'm saying? I used to think it was a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? I used to think the stripper, you know, I mean, you know, it's whatever. People going to do what they're going to do for what they got to get. And, you know, I ain't looked down on it. I was just like, damn, not everybody want to do that. But, I mean, not that, you know. I used to say, I mean, I still say I would never mess with a prostitute, but you know, it's like the older you get, these women are withholding their it's like it all comes with a cost these days. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. But that's some bullshit. I mean, you know, I guess I do got something to say about that type of thing. You know, women are withholding the cost. You know, women are really not looking at sex as like a fun thing to do anymore. I guess it was, yeah, they make it seem like it was never fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. Sorry, guys, I'm a little parched. But I don't know. But anyway, let's read some more details here from Ask Me Knowledge on Instagram. The Netherlands is popular not only for supporting everything from housing and education, but also for subsidizing sex for the disabled. Because prostitution is legal in the country, the government is doing its best to boost the intimate endeavors of this. There's more things here. Hold on, let me see. Boost the intimate endeavors of the disabled citizens, as well as the domestic sex economy. To make everything simple, sex is treated as a right that everyone in the country should enjoy. God damn, that's right! Although there isn't really a direct sex grant, the people with disabilities can spend their benefits in whatever purpose they like. According to some reports, they can use these to access sex services at least 12 times a year. However, information about the particulars is deceitful. Aside from tax issues, there are critics who are very concerned about the safety of disabled citizens. While disabled women may potentially suffer abuse from male sex workers. Oh, man. I was not ready for it to go that way. While disabled women may potentially suffer abuse from male sex workers, not all of their population will trust them anymore. The issue is worth stressing. Not only will this invite better solutions, but it will also bring significant changes in how the world sees people with disabilities. Even though sex isn't really considered a human right, it is becoming a major element in the battle against the insensitive treatment people with disabilities from all corners of the world are facing. Well, I mean, here I am thinking this for people like, you know, regular people, but this is for people with disabilities. But no, I mean, I don't know, man. I think that's awesome that they treat sex as like, hey, you had your sex this week? It's hump day. Have you been humped? Because we need to get you that. We need to get you a vat of humping right quick. We need to get you a bit of sex. But that's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool that, you know, set aside, you know, I do like to say fuck the government. I mean, not fuck the government, you know. I'm all for America, fuck the government. But no, it's great that we have things like that in place for people that can't, you know, help themselves that well. That is very awesome. Yeah, I am very thankful for that. You know, they might not help everybody out with some shit, but at least they're helping somebody. But that's pretty cool. But as a regular civilian, can you at least get like 3 months? 3 months of 3 months of some shit, huh? But nah. That's what's up though. So we're going from sex. Oh, I got 2 things right here. I'll start with the male birth control because this other one is crazy, yo. So apparently, a new study finds that male birth control is 99% effective on mice. Soup, high five, you still in there? Chaka! Oh, man. Scientists reportedly aim to start human trials this year. Let me see what else they got here. For years, this is Instagram, Shade Room. For years, folks have advocated for a male contraceptive and scientists have been working diligently. Why did they say years? So the first thing I thought when I saw this is why, and maybe it's an easy answer, but I wonder why would they go to women to do birth control first? Why not do it on the man? Did they think women just had babies on it? Oh, Jesus might have started that one, huh? Hey, come on. Whoever was out there looking, working on the joke levels, that was a high-level joke. But that just came randomly, too. But, seriously, though. Why were women the first subjects of the birth control? Or why was it so hard to do that for... Why didn't men have it? Because I feel like it would definitely be smarter for men. But you know what? I did also come to the conclusion that we cannot trust nobody out here. Both of us to take birth control because you don't trust that woman. You know, you got people poking holes in condoms trying to trap Drake. You know what I'm saying? And other shit like that. I mean, it just happens to a lot of people. I'm just thinking about that one instance I heard where he put hot sauce in the condom. But anyway, what's going on here? Okay, according to reports. Oh wait. Okay, let me read some more. We previously reported that male birth control and injections were being tested. Well, I don't want that. But scientists at the University of Minnesota have developed male birth control pills instead. Good job, Minnesota! According to reports, Dr. Abdullah Al-Norman... Is that Norman?
Oh.
Abdullah Al-Norman and his team at the university have been testing the pills on mice in clinical trials, reportedly finding the pills to be 99% effective. That means that 0.9% of having a child is still there. Despite those findings, the scientists have not yet found the pills to be safe on humans. Safety is very important for birth control because people are blah, blah, blah.
Okay. But yeah, that's very good. That's very good.
That's all I could really say. I don't know what I'm saying here. I mean, I like the fact of not using condoms, but that does not suppress the disease factor. So this is a win. Well, not a win yet, but we're almost there. We're almost there. That's cool. I don't know. Can you imagine us getting like 3 packs? I work in a pharmacy, guys. I just imagine. I asked for 3 packs. You only gave me 2. Now I gotta do this every day now. But that's what's up. That is what's up. But yeah, okay. And this is why we need birth control, because some people don't need to be born. You know, and I don't mean that in a mean way. I'm just like wondering. Well, you know what? Everybody got their thing, man. Everybody's got their thing. But this is not my thing, but it's a very interesting thing, okay? And this is something that the coronavirus created, okay? Y'all, it's a new trend called autofellatio, which sounds amazing, right? So hold on to your hats. Oh my gosh. The COVID-19, this is Baller Alert here, my news channel. Shout out to Baller Alert. I'm going to have to get them to do me a promotion. The COVID-19 pandemic forced many bored... Why is my phone moving like that? Stop it. The COVID-19 pandemic forced many bored and lonely men to pursue new hobbies. One of the most bizarre appears to be mastering the art of self-pleasure by performing auto-fellatio. According to Vice, some transparent Reddit users opened up about how they learned to have fun with themselves in their pandemic-induced solitude. While the idea of it may seem hard to believe and hard to do, I inserted that part. Huh? Women. I'm going to be telling... I'm going to be telling all the women on more birth control. Yep. I'm on the pill, baby. What's up? But yeah, hold on. This is nasty. While the idea may seem hard to believe, the practice of autofellatio goes back to thousands of years. Images of gods sucking their own penises in plow poses are inscribed in the Book of the Dead of Henna Tue. I don't know what these words are saying. Largely considered symbols of potency and power. Is that how you get power? In popular culture, porn stars like Ron Jeremy and Vito Arraz, known as Dr. Infinity, have proven themselves talented enough to pull the impressive feat. You know, that's why I'm glad I'm not that flexible, because this is ridiculous. Aiming to self-suck during this quarantine, any pro tips for a beginner? One curious user wrote, just the tip. I didn't read this before I read it, so I'm being surprised as I look on with my eyes. Experts recommend a good stretching routine and a lot of patience as a part of your journey Hold up. Oh, sorry. Part of your journey to sucking... Oh, as a part of your journey to sucking yourself off. Excuse me. It's absolutely not going to happen overnight, and I think people often resort to brute force to try and bend their spine the sufficient amount. A good stretching routine done daily for a few weeks will provide you with noticeable progress, so I say give that a go and see how you feel afterwards. Good luck, guys. Wow. Now, Sue. I just, you know, I got friends that got feet fetishes, man. I'm not sure about that. I don't know, but I'm not good with that my damn self. It's people with, I got something else, fart fetishes. I'm going to talk about that in a second, too. All of that shit is nasty to me. There was some lady selling her farts, which couldn't have possibly made it to them intact. So it was a damn scam. And I'm just disappointed for the people that thought they were getting it. But, people out there sucking themselves off. Now, you know, I'm not gay. I would think that's something that is for gay folks. and more power to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to tell you. I got a friend that wants to know how it is to have sex with midgets. And that friend of mine was really breaking down, like, what they wanted to know about having sex with midgets. And I was like, this is out of my mind. I mean, I was just like, it's just like having sex with a, you know, scrunched up person. Like, I don't know. It's like, it's not, I don't think it's any different. It's just being taller than somebody. I mean, you might barely be taller than a midget sometimes. But anyway, some people are wild out here. I mean, that's not wild. That's normal thinking, I suppose. Some people are really, have some really out of this world thoughts, out of this Heezy's world thoughts, and I'm not mad at you. Think away. You know what I'm saying? I'm more amazed that, you know, that I don't think the world is as, not as open-minded as I think. But I couldn't see myself performing autofellatio. Now, I love the term autofellatio. Like, I wish, you know, every time I came home from work, autofellatio. You know what I'm saying? It sounds great. It sounds like a commercial, like a commercial, you know? Hey, have you been wanting to take a load off after work? I don't mean that as specifically as I sound. But you would like an auto fellatio. You know, it sounds awesome. But anyway, more power to you guys. More power to your necks and your backs. I will not participate in the fuck shit. But yeah, like I was saying about the farts, man. You guys, you know, you like farting. Some people don't like farting. Some people are scared to fart. Like, how many of you guys out here, I guess this is more of a male-centric podcast today, but how many of you guys out here had a girlfriend and she was scared to fart in front of you? She would walk into the other room and you'd be like, what happened? We were just watching the show. She was like, no, just press pause. I'll be right back. I left something open. And, you know, it'll pop right back up. Now, you know, I don't know. Some people are like that. I used to be like that. You know, it's hard for me. It is hard for a guy on the first time to fart in front of the, you know, when you first get to know a girl. It's not the easiest thing to fart right away. You don't want to send her, you know, first impressions are big. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you don't want to hit with one of those, brow, you know what I'm saying? You want to, a poot is what people really like to go for. But I need to stop that because it's dangerous. Now, I know somebody told us a long time, maybe it was elementary school or whatever, you need to not hold your farts. You need to not hold your shit in. You need to not hold your piss. You need to not hold your farts. Don't hold nothing in. Like, I be telling y'all, like, we were talking about how we got itches that we like to scratch as Sagittarius. We don't hold that shit in. I mean, we shouldn't hold that shit in. What the fuck? Oh, we shouldn't hold that in. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got a follower on Twitch. What's up, Petakin? That don't sound like a good name, though, but what's up? All right, Brazilian singer sent to hospital with trapped farts after refusing to pass gas in front of her boyfriend. Terrible. 27-year-old Vivian De Queiroz Pereira found herself in the hospital with a case of Why would she let her name? Why would they put her name out there like that? That's fucked up. It's probably fucked up that I said your name, but hey. It's not embarrassing to fart. It's natural. You're being honored for your naturalness or non-naturalness. Pereira, who goes by her name Poca, says she'd been watching TikTok videos that told her to ignore. Oh, come on now, TikTok. I mean, come on now, Poca. Her discomfort caused by the gas, by the pain, but the pain started to reach new heights, forcing her to seek medical assistance. I'm now fine, just an accumulation of trap farts, said Poca in a social media post. Girls, don't be ashamed to fart in front of your guy, because what's really embarrassing is not letting your guy sleep because you're in discomfort. Going to hospital with your guy and the diagnosis being trap farts. From now on, I'm letting them rip. Now, yes, let them rip. My thing is, just don't hold it. Like, I am not a fart shamer, you know what I'm saying? However, I mean, some things do sound nasty. I'll be thinking, I'll be like, ew! And then I can, you know, I can let them out too now, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what you're eating now. Don't let me eat a Reese's cookie or a cookie dough ice cream, which I do got some cookie dough ice cream in the freezer, which I think I might just pop open today. And pop something else open. Ha ha. But, yeah, you got to stop being ashamed of natural shit, man. Taking a shit. You know what I'm saying? Farting and all this. I mean, we're old. I'm old now. So, you know, it's your 20-somethings. I need to get it together, bro. You're going to hurt yourself. I knew that a long time ago. I hate the wet sounding joints. Yeah, man, especially when they clap. They be like, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if that means you got a fat ass or what. It's crazy. I'm speaking about all people, man. I've heard some bad ones, and it ain't from no woman. But don't hold it in, guys. Let it out. Might be the title of this episode, because that's how I feel about life. You got to let it out. Stop being ashamed and afraid of what people got to say or feel. Fuck them. You feel better after that fart, don't you? I've seen people, you know, yes. And I'm like, damn, did you shit on yourself? Well, yeah, man. Don't let life stop you from shitting yourself, man. Swipe it up. Swipe it up. Get up and keep going. Oh, man. I don't have much more. I liked how, Jazz Prince from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's not even his name. Jazzy Jeff. But anyway, Jay Prince. And I still haven't watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Because I don't feel like getting another app. Especially with one that has cock in it. But, yeah, Jay Prince. He, apparently Kanye got banned from the Grammys along with other artists that are awesome. It's windy as shit outside. Yeah, sure, it's cold as shit, man. I'm waiting for this bitch to warm up. We had 2 good weeks of warm weather, and then this fuck shit. That was just my side vent for a second. But I'm just like, fuck, it's cold. But anyway, yeah, a little fuck the Grammys thing is going on. And I like the notion of that. You know what I'm saying? They've long been saying, like, I don't know why. I feel like they had to have been saying this before. So they better put their money where their mouth is. I mean, I'm essentially saying fuck the Grammys too, because there are some forgotten artists out there. Like me, I can sing. I wasn't trying. But nah. Yeah, man. So they can have Kanye. I'm trying to figure out there are some people who are here. Kanye, Nicki Minaj, Drake, The Weeknd. I would definitely go see that shit broadcast at the same time as the Grammys. That's definitely how you strike competition to something that you don't want to see you know, carrying on with their bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, I hope that works out. I don't know when the Grammys is. You know, honestly, as a civilian, I can flick back from both. So, it would be awesome to see both at the same time. But I know that's not progressive to what they're talking about. But, you know, one of my other favorite artists might be liking it. I don't know. You gotta, all the artists gotta stop. You gotta band together, okay? You can't be some of y'all, okay? And, there's some DMV news. We're getting a new beach out here in Annapolis called, it's a black-owned beach, apparently. I think they were working some shit out with the courts. It's called Eltonia Beach. Somewhere around Annapolis. I looked it up. It's like 30 minutes away from my house. And I think that's awesome. They're about to do like some type of $7 million project. They worked something out. The black folks and the community and the beach people. They was like, all right. Well, we want a beach. We want your property, but we want the beach too. We'll take the beach. We'll let you do the beach on your property. But now that's awesome. They're getting a revamping. We're about to get a beach out here. That's awesome, bro. I mean, we're probably not. It's probably about we're in them weak ass beaches. Like, I mean, not to say our beaches are weak, but I want some waves and maybe a little bit more space. But that's awesome. You know what I'm saying? Not many good summer spots. Like, Ocean City's too far for me, man. I never understand how that's Maryland, too. If you gotta, like, drive through Delaware. But, whatever. But that's awesome. That was just pretty good to know. And I plan to go to that beach. You know what I'm saying? There are, let me see. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty cool story, I think. If I have it here. Oh, yeah, here we go. Historic black-owned beach in Maryland to become waterfront city park. It just also happened in California with Bruce Beach. Basically, after a full century to its... Basically... They're working shit out. You know what I'm saying? The history is showing... And people were trying to steal property that wasn't theirs. And black folks is getting it back. As reported by WTOP, an agreement was struck between the city of Annapolis, Blacks of the Chesapeake Conservancy, and the state of Maryland to work alongside the Conservation Fund using federal, state, and city program open space dollars to acquire the space for a cool $7 million. More on the origins of Eltonia Beach below. In 1902, Frederick Carr and his wife purchased 180 acres along the bay, where he farmed and built a cabin. The couple had a grocery store in Annapolis. From there, Carr's and Sparrow's beaches were privately owned and operated by... Don't answer my voices. By Frederick Carr's daughter, Elizabeth Carr Smith, and Florence Carr Sparrow's. From the 19th, the Sparrows then got rich off the cars. From the 1930s through the 1970s, the beaches served as a spot for black entertainment throughout the mid-Atlantic region during a time of segregation. The late 40s would see renowned black Baltimore businessman William Little Willie Adams purchase 5 acres of land adjacent to the beaches where music legends like James Brown, Little Richard, and Billie Holiday performed live. Ooh. The era is said to have ushered the area into its peak during the 50s and 60s. Blacks of the Chesapeake president Vincent Leggett or Leggett described the OG Eltonia Beach by stating it was really a haven for African Americans to go someplace for leisure, recreation, and entertainment, where they felt safe and didn't have to look at the humiliating signs saying whites only or colored only, and they could only have some personal pride. All right, some more after that. But yeah, that's awesome. That's freaking awesome, man. Man, what if they create something that just shows everything that happened back in the day and we really get to retrace the steps? Everybody would be mad. I mean, not everybody would be mad. It'd be some people in power that would be mad. That's awesome, though. No, that's funny. I was thinking as I was reading that, it's like, you know, it's a place where all the black people go, but now that everybody has, pardon me, he's the one that said it, maybe now white people are going to start going there. I mean, that's awesome, right? We're not still segregated, are we? But, you know, maybe that might mess up the flavor. But nah, that's whatever. That's awesome. I will go one day, and that will be fun. That's pretty much all I had. Oh. It's not against my better judgment to read this article. It's not really I'm going to read any article. It's more that I read an article about the link from cancer and alcohol. And how they are linked in such a way, which, you know, you should know this already. Like, I always tell people, well, I might be wrong about foil, but I'm under some impression that foil can also cause cancer if you keep using it when you grill. Now, I still use it. I still cook my bacon with it when I put it in the air fryer, so I don't really know what to tell you right there. But, you know, if I go, you know, it's so many factors to getting cancer or whatever. So, I don't know. It's something, but, you just don't want to be sad one day, you know, having too much because of the fun you had. Now, last week I was talking about how I'm just going to always have fun, and I don't give a fuck who doesn't care, who doesn't want me to have fun. But I'm aware of the dangers, you know, of having too much fun. But, yeah, it's just on my mind. And what I also want to say is that people probably don't know that, you know. I mean, we should know alcohol does some type of damage. It does damage to your brain, your memory cells. That's why I always wish I would wear a GoPro when I go out sometimes. You know, that would be awesome for me. But always forget because I get drunk. And it's bad for your liver. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But anyway, I'm not trying to, you know, fuck up the party. Hey, I'm still going to drink. I still got this bottle of fucking Casamigos, we didn't finish. Come on through, Soup. Let's finish it. Segment. I don't know. It's going to be lit. I don't know what you was going to say. Oh, the beach. The beach, probably. But, yeah, man. Just be careful out there, guys. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? I wish it would warm up so I can go outside and keep doing the A-Bay-Bay challenge. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep my legs fit. That's good. That's a good workout. I feel like it's also easy to break your ankle if you don't know what you're doing. But nah, man, I'm trying to start running and shit. It's too cold right now. But alas, let me run the fuck out of here. About to go play some more Madden and, you know, enjoy the rest of my time off. I'll be back on Wednesday. I missed last week because, last week was a blower, man. I was... You know when you're focused on something and somebody just comes in and just, you know, fucks it up? It's essentially what happened, but I'm not mad at the person. It's just like bad timing, but it's cool. Ain't nobody that I do not love. Nobody can love you better. Sorry, I fucked up that song, but I'm going to see y'all later. You know, check out. Share and comment and like, you know what I'm saying? And follow me on all the social medias. Ah, man. What am I really trying to say? Follow me on Twitch, Heezy's World. You know what I'm saying? They be making money on Heezy's World. They do make money on Heezy's World. Check them out. Those employees over there, they work hard. But I was just on Twitch. Like I started, I'm on my Twitch now. And I realized they got a lot of shit on there now. Like, I was looking at this lady. That's the best soup. Looking at this. I don't know. It was a lady trying on swimsuits and shit. And I was just like, whoa. Twitch is getting more interesting. But, yeah, anyway, check me out. It's Heezy's World. And that's pretty much all my other Instagrams and Twitters and Facebooks and YouTube. Get on all of that as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, share and like, comment. Argue. What's up? Nobody argues. It makes me feel like I'm right all the time, which I knew I was at all this time. So if you guys are going to keep allowing that, that's cool. That means I'm more king differently than I thought. But if I'm wrong, then y'all allowing to be wrong, and then y'all need to look at yourselves in the mirror and figure out what y'all doing with life, because you're not looking at my podcast helping me steer the right direction. Anyway, I love y'all. Good week. I'm tired of talking, apparently, here. Have a good week. Just take care of yourself. Take care of each other. See you later. Goodbye.